It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars. Race Wars in the building. We did have Possum, but immigration came and took him right away.
It's true.
But we still got a packed show. It's Race Wars. I mean, I'm tired of this, actually. I'm sick of podcasts. Oh, never mind. I couldn't realize how much I hated podcasts. That's what I didn't have enough comedy to do. Podcast is my side hoe. This is my side bitch. Now my side bitch, my main bitch. My life is falling apart. Podcasting is number one, and I didn't realize how much I hated podcasting.
You hate it so much.
Yeah, but
hey. Great boy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What we got there? I said, there we go.
Oh.
Dressed like a slogan in a 1980s movie.
Chad, are you on an iPhone 2? What is this?
I'm getting like one out of every three words of Sherrod.
I know, me as well. I'm going to turn off my e-speaks. I cannot hear you.
Oh, you not hearing me?
I mean it's just, it's the worst audio quality I've ever heard.
No, it can't be that bad.
Do you not have headphones, Sherrod? Like plug-in headphones?
Hold on.
Oh my God, any ambient noise at all.
I think plug-in headphones would make a world of a difference.
A million. Oh, we'll work it out. We'll get there someday. The Sherrodi,
like the iPhone headphones would make a big difference.
They make a massive difference.
There you go. Okay, one second. I'm trying to work on it.
This is riveting content.
Hatim, are you not on a mic? Because you sound good.
I'm on a mic. Look.
No, Hatem sounds very clean.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a new mic. I just
got it. I know why it sounds like that.
Yeah, Hatem, you sound very clean.
Oh, thank
very
you.
Very clean.
I know why it sounded like that.
Because I'm happy.
Oh, that's so much better.
I know why it sounded like that. How's that?
That's much better.
That's great.
I think I close that. I had like a clip thing was on. I had that clip thing on. I don't think I need the headphones, but I got them now, so fuck them.
Great. Yeah, no, we were going to throw up.
You can hear me now, though, huh?
No point while we podcasting.
I heard the word side hustle. I heard the word podcast a few times, but I didn't really.
Listen, well, here's the breakdown. I hate podcasting. You heard that? I hate it. It's my side hoe. Listen, without stand-up, podcasting stinks. Without doing stand-up comedy is like, what is this? This is what I am now?
Right, it is.
Have you done any shows, Sherrod?
Not a one. I had one plan in Royston, Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago, but then we had that hurricane come through. So now comedy is the new baseball. We can get rain delays.
You know, Philly, Helium, remember Helium? They opened now.
Really?
Oh, Helium opened? Thank you, TV's Chachi. Why are you dressed like fucking Scott Baio?
We did a show there before.
Yeah, I like Helium. Remember, I would love to do a show on Helium, but is it safe? I got to be safe, though, Hatem. I can't just be out there, you know, getting COVID.
No, you have to be safe. COVID-ing. Just give it till January. You know what? They said that there's going to be a vaccine in October, and no one wants it.
Trump said it. I don't think anybody else said it. Just
it's
Trump.
It's a weird Soviet, like, it just doesn't smell right. I'm not
getting Ralph, wouldn't you be the first? Ralph, would you do it? Would you be one of the first people to do the vaccine if I have the opportunity?
A speed-tracked vaccine, I'm not trying. I will try one 6 months after it's released.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have a couple people do it. That's what, even, I told you before, this Race Force, man, even when they said they had volunteers to take, I was like, all I could think of is Tuskegee and how they gave the black people syphilis without us knowing, experimenting on us. So, yeah, I don't trust none of that. None of that first fucking... None of that. Let me see a year's worth of supply in people's circulatory system. Then I can think about it.
The weird thing is they say they're giving it to emergency workers first, but those are the people that you need to stay healthy. So if it kills them, right. Then we're going to have a real
yeah.
I think we all agree that the Jews should do it first, you know? Like, it's a win-win situation.
The Jews made it for the rest of you. Jews don't go first.
It's a win-win situation. Either way.
The Jews don't all
be happy.
I like this Jew first, opportunity that we have in front of us.
You know that in Israel, there's a 30-second test that you can take right now that has a 97% accuracy, but because it's in Israel, we don't own it, it's not here.
Wow.
Yeah, so because they're going to make us pay for it. That's why Israel is, we need to stop giving them money for the military. They should have just shipped that over here. Why should we even have to call for it? They should have already said, hey, it's already in the mail. Here it is. Thanks for all the protection y'all give us, Israel. Don't even get me started.
Oh, please do. Please get started.
I think Lords of Flatbush shirt agrees with me. Shirt stinks.
A plunging neckline you have, Hatem.
You're dressed like Snyder from One Day at a Time. Trust me, the right people got that joke. I know. The right people got that joke.
I'm too young.
I'm 50. I got that joke.
Thank you.
There's like three different generations here right now. And I'm
the Ralph, you remember when Snyder used to keep his cigarettes up in his sleeve up here?
Right here, yeah.
Did you not pretend to be him at any time as a kid and put like playing cards? We used to put playing cards up there.
Oh, yeah.
I also tried to do the Fonzie thing where you catch the nickels like this.
Oh, yeah. That was cool back then. That's what we thought was cool.
I'm bringing it back, damn it.
But if you see Fonzie now, he's just Henry Winkler, ain't he?
What?
No. He says the Jew in a leather jacket is what I said.
Oh, a Jew in a leather jacket. You have to translate it.
That might be the title for the show, Jew in a leather jacket. So does anybody else miss the, just the regular world, like going out and being able to go inside places and feel safe and not even think about this kind of thing?
It has destroyed my getting laid game, for sure, because I can't take
it. I hear that.
My big thing is to take a girl to dinner, and I can't do that anymore, so it really hurt that. It also feels weird not to go to Gas Digital. I go once a week for like an hour and come home, but I feel disconnected to the universe for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to just bring a girl back to your place and give her a uncrustable until I get ready.
If a girl is willing to fuck me on the first night without a condom, is the same level of concern of a girl willing to meet me in the middle of COVID, because I know she's not just doing this with me.
People do it all the time. I mean, to be fair, it's not that crazy anymore. It was crazy back in March to go date. Like, we weren't doing that. But now
you were dating back then, though. No, it's like Karen. She never stopped dating. I saw her on a date.
I know. I ran into Sherrod in the village. And it was totally fine. I didn't get COVID at all.
She tried to avoid. She didn't even know I was me. She was with the whitest boy I ever saw in my life. He made the other whites look Puerto Rican.
He was Dutch. Guy, right? He was a blonde man with like extremely blonde eyebrows, like really, really blonde. Where you're like, oh, you're not from here at all.
Yeah, and, he looked like a bad guy. He looked like a bad guy in a James Bond movie.
We were walking down Christopher Street or whatever and ran into Sherrod, and I was horrified.
It like was West
running into my own parent. I was like, I'm not doing anything. I don't even know this person.
If you would have saw how red Karen turned when she saw me, she really like felt like she was busted.
I was and like, is there any way out of this?
and then I talked to that nerd. I talked to that Dutch nerd for a minute and impressed him because I knew his stupid country. And I left so much DNA over there.
he might be yours.
Gerard, were they wearing masks?
Did they have a mask? No, I think she didn't have a mask on.
You bitch.
That's right. I had a mask on, and that's one of the first thing that I yelled at. I was like, where's your mask?
I wasn't wearing a mask, no.
I know, because you're trying to be cute, because it wouldn't match with your outfit. You're up there trying to get some ding-a-ling.
It's because, I'll tell you why, it's because I'd met up with him before, so it was like not the first date. And so if I go on a date, I'm not like dating anymore. I just like gave up on it. It's just the worst. And also, it's a fucking pandemic, so I don't know what I was thinking.
What happened with Dutch boy pain?
I'm telling a story. Okay, so here's the thing. If I go on a date, and the first dates I've gone on with anybody, I always show up in a mask. Even though, like, to be honest with you, if I'm just walking around the street, I'll just, like, stay 6 feet away from everybody and just like not sweat it that much and just wear it indoors. But anyway, I always wear a mask when I show up because I need the moral high ground, right? Like if worse comes to worse, I can always be like, well, you weren't wearing a mask, so that's a little fucked.
You're talking about since COVID, right? Not before that, because that would be weird.
No, I've been doing this.
She's like a condom.
I'm highly autistic. I'm extremely autistic. I have always worn a mask.
A condom's optional, but a mask, she's trying to get the high ground.
So then we were meeting up again. I was trying to be cute. I wasn't trying. Who tries? I was cute. You guys see me, obviously. You have eyes. And yeah, it was like a fun thing. We walked around. That was the first time in a while that I like.
Motherfucker, get to the breakup. I thought you were telling us how it didn't work out. I don't want to hear about fantasy.
Okay, I'll tell you. You know what? So I've never.
Did he have a weird dick? Was his dick weird? Let's just get to it. God damn it.
You know, I don't know. I don't know about that.
You ain't seen his dick?
No. I'm a good girl.
You took a risk to get COVID and ain't seen no dick?
You don't have a painting of it. Not only you saw it.
I don't have sex until I like love somebody.
First of all, I ain't asked you.
I'm a virgin.
That's how I know you're new to dating. I ain't asked you if you fucked them. I said, did you see the dick?
No, I didn't see the dick.
Fine.
I know girls would be like,
what am I just looking at dicks and then going about my day? No, it's like if you see a dick, it's because you're about to not see it. You know what I mean?
Karen. I've been on dates with girls be like this. Show me your dick. We ain't going back to nowhere unless you show me your dick. And I pull it right out. She'll be like this. I bet.
Who are you talking to right now? Do you really think I'm going on dates and saying, show me your dick? Is that what you think?
Well, you should. Yes, you should be.
What are you doing?
In this quarantine time.
Where?
Listen to me. In this quarantine time, why waste time on some foolish conversation if his dick looks ridiculous? Just get to see the dick first. You ain't got time to waste.
I like the idea of a ridiculous dick. Not if
his dick is ridiculous.
You know what, though?
Sometimes, like a circus. He was in a boating accident.
Dating is just to go on the date. Like sometimes it's just to, like, get your head out of your ass and like go meet someone and have them tell you you're pretty and buy you a drink and then.
I don't know where you are so interesting in this stuff. We want to know about his dick.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah.
I don't know. He's Dutch. It's probably like all weird and noodly. I don't know.
sometimes boys got some solid wieners.
What's that?
What the fuck do I know? I haven't like really been around the globe like that.
It's called Google. It's called Literally. Google. If you dating it, Google it.
Oh my God.
You can Google Dutch dicks.
This is how virgin I am though. I didn't Google Dutch dicks. I did just Google Dutch people. I was like, what are Dutch people? Like, what do they even want from me?
Listen, whoever I'm dating, that's the porn I'm watching right now. Like, whoever's the new girl, I'm like this. Okay, that's my new porn.
I agree. They're so blonde. That's what I learned from porn. They're so blonde. They're all so blonde. They're really stunning.
So you have watched some. All right.
Scandinavian countries in general, although Netherlands not really Scandinavia, you go back 5 or 6 generations, they're all related to each other.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and they're all German. And they're all German. They all ancestry, all come from Germany. Because that's where real white people come from. If you think you're white and your ancestors don't come from Germany, you ain't white. You ain't white. Sorry to break the news to you. It's called the book, motherfuckers. But anywho, Rob, how you keeping yourself busy?
So you want to know what happened. And the answer is...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I say it? Because the answer is nothing. It just like, you know what? It's so... Here's the thing.
Did you ghost him?
We hung out a couple times. It was fun. He's like a nice, cool guy.
And it was no chemistry hot time. I saw them together. They had no chemistry.
Not none. Because he was pissed off she wasn't wearing a mask. That's why.
They look like two plastic dolls standing next to each other.
We look so pretty together. Just two.
Oh my God. They look like two cartons of vanilla ice cream melting together.
You've not said one thing that's unappealing. Every single thing is my exact brand. Like vanilla ice cream on top of vanilla ice cream, sprinkled with vanilla ice cream. That's my favorite.
Just melting.
Why didn't you give him a chance?
No, I did, but it's like, look, it's really hard for me to.
I mean, sexually.
We hung out sporadically.
Now, how did you meet him? You met him online, like so. These online dating apps, do they tell you in it, like you know, on Seamless and all that? They say when the delivery guy comes, you got to be wearing a mask, and On the dating things, do they say anything about masks or COVID?
No, but they give you, they prompt you, so they like nudge you throughout the thing. They're like, what are you doing? Are you into this or no? And they'll be like, you can do a mask date or you can do a Zoom date if you want. I'm like, all right, I'll just do like a regular date.
What app is doing?
Huh?
What app is giving you those prompts?
Hinge.
Oh, CDC.
The new one. Hinge is the one everyone's using now.
Yeah, it's.
It seems like Hinge is up on what's going on around us. So if you know, if you seem like you got your finger on the pulse, I guess people are going to want to use that.
No, Hinge has his finger on the pulse. Hinge is good for girls. The guys on Hinge are pretty great. Hinge is not great for men. I was sat down with my friend and watched him swipe on Hinge, and it was shocking. Like, the caliber of women and the caliber of men are so opposite on Hinge.
What do you mean?
The men are actually, there's like a bunch of like successful hotties on Hinge and it's fun. Like, there's like a great quality of guys.
Okay.
But the women, my friend was like, hey, you're like a Hinge 10. I was like, is that right? I sat down with him and watched him swipe and I was like, you're not kidding. It was shocking. And then I'll tell you something on Bumble.
Wait, what's the shocking part? Are they not attractive? Say it.
They're like jelly monsters. I was like, what is this? Because, you know, I walk around here. The girls in the city are stunning. Like, it doesn't represent the talent.
They're not on there.
They're not on Hinge. They're on Bumble. The men on Bumble are, I don't know what happened. I don't know why it's like that. It's like, it's actually insulting when I search on Bumble. It'll go, Karen, you missed the potential match. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I did not miss a potential match.
Raya has the hottest girls. For
I
sure.
have Raya. I'm on Raya, but Raya's so stupid and useless. I hate it.
I don't have an iPhone, so I don't have it. But I know that I have Hinge because I thought the girls on Hinge were terrible. So I just got off Hinge.
Girls on Hinge are terrible. Everybody on Raya is just on Raya to be on Raya. I just like, I'm not a big fan of Raya. I find it to be just like very masturbatory and useless. So I'm like not on them anymore. I just like don't care. It's so exhausting. You know, you'll match with somebody.
That must have been a long month.
It's just exhausting. Like, I don't, even the process of talking to someone initially and going through, like, how many times is someone going to ask me, how are you? Like, why are you asking me how I am right off the bat? That's the worst.
Karen, this only matters to you in quarantine. This is only a quarantine matter. This is not a real life thing.
Obviously. What do you think we're talking about?
If the guy is gorgeous and he says, how are you? It's fine. If he's not,
it's fine. Yeah, no. Then it's a very intelligent question.
Exactly. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is what we got to do instead of fucking having a regular life. And I hate it.
Shut up.
Okay, who are you voting for? Is everybody ready to vote? It's almost voting time. I hope everybody's registered to vote in America. Hi, Tim.
I've been registered forever.
I'm voting just on spite.
You're voting.
What's that?
Voting for just on spite.
For Biden.
That's good. Whose vote are you canceling out with yours?
I'm voting Biden. Who else? I mean, is there any other choice? Okay. I mean, is there? I don't think so.
Okay, who you spite? Who's that spiteful toward, though?
Towards Trump, because he doesn't believe in mail-in voting.
Oh, so you want to mail yours in, you said?
I'm mailing my vote in for Trump.
Oh, okay, I hear you.
For Biden.
For Trump?
No. For Biden. Does my spite Trump. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Noted.
Now, I mean, do you really have any other choice in this election? Do you think that Trump could still win, though? That's the question. Because I'm not totally convinced that he can't.
Very much so.
I think he can.
Today, I'm betting her $500 that he's going to win. I'm betting he's going to win.
Who are you betting?
A friend of mine. I'm betting $500 that Trump will win. I do think he's going to win.
I agree. I think he's going to win, too.
It's going to be a heartbreak. This one's going to be a heartbreak. I knew that the last one he's going to win. But this one's going to be more heartbreaking. Because there's a lot of things at stake right now, and I think it's going to rip this country apart even more.
I was actually,
honestly,
I wanted to start a podcast where I interview Trump supporters with the concept of convince me you're not racist. That's all possible.
Right. Well, yeah, you got to get a black person first, but they can still be racist.
Yeah. I explain to you either not, you know, borderline have a mental disorder, blindly Republican, or racist.
Yeah.
It's one of those three. Or love Israel. Yes. It's one of those four.
Love Israel, is that what you said?
Their own money.
That's a lot of it.
a lot is love their own money, because a lot of people think that he's on the side of their money, if you have money, I'm saying.
But there comes a point where if you don't have anything, you're a part of the problem. And that's what I feel. Like, I think we're all, except Hatem, we're Facebook friends. I get into wars on my Facebook almost on a daily basis because I feel that at this point, if I'm not saying something about it, I am part of the fucking problem.
I agree. And that's why I like that a lot of this shit is going down now. So, because a lot of people pretended like back in the day, they was marching with Martin Luther King on Washington. And I was here. And I was always on the right side of. And now all these same fucking issues face us. And you see motherfuckers yelling, white lives matter. Like, that's not the dumbest shit in the world. Like, we don't already know that. Yeah. It's like, so you can see how grandparents and now their grandchildren can see, oh, Pop is a racist. All that Martin Luther King shit he told us is bullshit. He marched nowhere. He said he don't want them in our neighborhood.
I had a guy DM me a couple days ago with where the money goes when you donate to Black Lives Matter as like a gotcha moment to show me that it was going to some Democratic charity or something, right? But it turns out that he was wrong. That's the processing company. So it would be like getting mad at PayPal or PayPal because you bought something, right? So then I said to him, if this is the first time you looked up where a charity's money goes, you're probably racist.
You're racist.
If you look up where UNICEF's money goes, if you didn't, then you're a fucking racist.
Exactly. You ain't looking for the Special Olympics money. Yeah. You ain't questioning the Kennedys about that. You don't give a fuck about a Make-A-Wish. You ain't worried about the money about that. It's like, so now all of a sudden, it's like that's for the extra scrutiny that black people got to go under.
Yeah.
That's racist.
I really got upset about this. I think I've been handling it pretty well until recently. And I've realized that I've been living in a facade, like a bubble, because I believed, especially in New York, that there wasn't a lot of racism in New York City. I didn't really think
there was.
And now I'm realizing, fuck, I was wrong. There is a lot of it. I know people hate Jews. I'm Jewish. I've realized it my whole life. And I think secretly more people hate Jews. And the reason why, they can tell you're black by looking at you. They can't tell you. Mm-hmm. So they're much more quiet about the hatred of Jews.
Jews are sneaky, right? They just sneak right in there.
Because because y'all can get to hear it. It's like, that's the difference. Because some people might not even know you're Jewish and say anti-Semitic shit in front of you. But ain't nobody going out and think I'm not black and say racist shit in front of me. Even though they can see that I'm black and still say racist shit because they don't even realize what's racist in their speech.
Right.
It's a number one hate crime.
And the more they try to avoid it in their head, the more you are in your fucking language. Trust me.
Yeah. It really is. It's been an eye-opening last couple of months, I think, that I didn't realize how many fucking racist people there are. It's
hard. You have to cut off some people. I can tell who you have to cut off.
A bunch of people. Oh, my God. I've friends from high school and college that got into big fights with my mom on Facebook over Black Lives Matter and Trump. I'm like, dude, what are you fucking doing? Yelling at my mom.
What
the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and I had a block.
What?
They're just like crazy. These people, because my mom's very outspoken about it also on Facebook. And I have.
And they was going at your mother.
Going at my mother and doing shit against Black Lives Matter and against Trump and doing things that, I mean, you know, for Trump and against Black Lives Matter and like getting into a big argument with my mom. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you getting involved with her? Like, what the fuck? It's crazy.
I think there's a lot of people that I call like, undercover Trump supporter.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're not going to vote Trump, and then they vote Trump.
Yeah, yeah. And they pretend.
But a lot of them saying it.
Huh?
Go ahead, Kato. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
No, I'm saying they just say, you know, they question everything in a way. It's like, oh, I'm a Democrat. I like Biden, but why is he doing that? But they're actually really a Trump supporter. You know, it benefits them.
I think Biden's the worst possible option.
Absolutely.
Because he's an old Because
it can be a worse option. It can be Donald Trump Jr.
Right. Of the candidates we had, I like Buttigieg the most. I thought Buttigieg, but no way they're voting a gay guy in. But I thought he was the smartest of them all.
Yeah, what kind of self-respecting gay is he telling us right away? Keep it a secret a little while. Don't you want to make it?
Yeah, Biden and Kamala Harris, obviously. It's a bad combination.
Why? How do you feel about Kamala?
Kamala's good. I just need Biden to stay alive until January 3rd, and then we're good.
Yeah.
He'll be alive.
Yeah, I don't like the choice of Kamala because, I mean, first, he's going to win California anyway, so she's not going to help him with winning anything new. And her history is really bad. I mean, you know, she refused to use DNA to exonerate like innocent people until she got like court order and she did. Like, there's a lot of shit that they can come up with. I think there's other options could have been much better.
I can deal with that part of it. What I can't, what really shocked me is that her husband looked like Tom Willis from the Jeffersons. I'm nobody going to address that part of it. That, see how they kept it a secret up till she got announced? I didn't know her husband was Tom Willis from the Jeffersons.
I actually think she's great. I love that.
They snuck that husband on us, man. Come on now.
Her interrogation skills are amazing. I thought she was great. Anytime I watch her doing that, it's great. I think she'll destroy Pence and the VP
debate. Oh, she's a great debater, for sure.
We're all looking forward to it. Like, I already bought popcorn. I can't wait to see her destroy him.
But, I mean, everyone is thinking it's going to be a election week or maybe month, but not election day anymore, you know?
Ooh-wee. I can't wait to see that Jamaican Indian girl go up against a grown man who calls his wife mother. Oh, it's going to be classic. It's going to be classic. It's going to be like an episode of Jeffersons.
I mean, it's going to be great because she's going to destroy him, but Trump is going to destroy Biden. So yeah. It's going to be...
I don't know if Trump's going to destroy Biden because, you know, the Democratic debates were not that long ago, and Biden did pretty well in those.
He's so polite. Like, even in the debate, he was like, oh, everybody's over the time. You know how Trump acts like a Jurassic Park dinosaur comes behind you?
Yeah. You know what it's going to be like? You ever saw the movie Old Grumpy Men? Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah, it's going to be scary. I really do believe, I told my friend Jen, the happiest I'll ever be is giving up that $500 and losing, but I don't think he's going to leave the White House unless it's a fucking landslide, and it won't be a landslide.
But how did we end up here in the first place? How did we end up with two 80-year-olds running for president? And we, like, these are all guys. What have we turned into?
When the baby boomer generation dies off in about another 10 years is when I think it will change.
That's when you're going to be able to skateboard at the White House? I don't think so.
I mean,
I think we need a big change, you know.
McConnell, Pelosi, they're all going to be gone in 10 years. They won't be around anymore. So I think that whole thing is going to, there's going to be a regime change in 10 years.
But who's moving in? Who's going to be?
I don't know.
But I mean, you know what? I'm sick of all the 30 under 30. Now we have 80 under 80. I like that. It's much better. You know, the 30 under 30 is very depressing because once you're older than 30, it's like, fuck it. But now it's like 80 under 80. You know what? I have a chance, goddammit.
I mean, we just got some old leaders. It's like, why? What is it about American voting that is it because we have a lot of old voters?
Most of the people that are older. That's why. Most people that vote are older people. I don't vote
in. They're not 80-year-old people. They're 50, 60.
No, most are. I think I read somewhere, I don't know if it's still true, but that the average age of a voter was 65 and over 65 was the most voted group was 65 and older.
Oh, because they have nothing else to do. They're like, I can't wait to vote. But I think, like, once we have, like, energetic politician like Obama when he came out, like, he swept the nation just because, like, the energy, like, people were sick of seeing, like, you actually watch your president work out and run, you know? Like, that was like, what? You know?
You saw Biden do a bike.
Well, we used to see Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton used to run to the McDonald's, remember?
Yeah, and play with the saxophone, you know? It was cool. You know, so we need politicians like that.
I thought that
but we had that
Yang was possibly good. He seemed interesting, but we're not scary. Right now. It's really scary. It feels for the first time in my life. Well, when George W. was in the office too, but now I'm embarrassed to be. It sucks to
be. But here's the thing: we went back to after JFK got popped. Okay, boom, he got popped. He was a young dude. He was in his 40s. Everybody after that, old. Then we get to fucking. After that, Bill Clinton was the next young guy.
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
No, George. That's mad presidents in.
George W. was young.
Yeah.
You have Clinton, young, and then Al Gore, then the Republicans, like, we need a younger dude. So they put W in, and W won. He was in his 40s or something. Yeah, like, it's just 50, just,
you know, W looked like Keith Robinson. He was late.
After W, then boom, Obama, still young. Here we go. We still kicking in there. And after a black president, the nation went back to the old plantation owners.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They freaked out.
Yeah.
Freaked out. Just like after JFK, they popped him so they could get the young dude out. I mean, it's something to that, is what I'm saying, I think.
You think that there's a conspiracy to keep young people out of the presidency?
I think the older the candidates, the more racist the country is at that time.
they're white. Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
The old and the candidates, man, the we going backward.
But I mean,
when you make young motherfuckers, we going backwards. Somebody's trying to hold on to something that they used to have.
That's what it is. People fear change. That's for sure. Most people.
And you don't see any young politician across the, you know, the board, like Congress. There's nobody, like a couple of people that's young, you know, and that's it. You know,
Also these two parties that run this, and they decide who moves up in the ranks and not, and who ring you kissing, and who gets the money and not. It's these two parties. So they are squeezing the valves on the young motherfuckers because they want to keep their positions too. These motherfuckers we don't even know who run the DNC, RNC, who want to keep their position. So they're doing the same thing in their party to younger motherfucking voices ideas.
Well, politics is an inherently old game. Like, politics is an ancient game, and the people who are attracted to it are old people or they're like young old people because the process is so elderly. Like, the process is so, it's not like, you know, everything else you can just figure out how to do it a different way because we have the means to do it. Like, you know, you don't have to release a special on Netflix anymore. You can just do it on YouTube. But politics is just the same path, no matter who you are, to get there. And it's an old person's game. So even the people, like, I think that it is a conservative making thing. And that even if you're a young person playing a political game, you have this oldness and it olds you up. So
but the thing is, the power is old, not the game. The game is whatever the game is right now. The power is old. Even if you look at technology, social media changed that. Social media changed politics forever. Because now you don't need to go to Iowa to speak to somebody from Iowa. You don't need a whole fucking plane tickets to do. So social media had already changed that. So it's like that old shit, that's the hype. It's the motherfuckers behind the scenes that's choking new life and choking new voices. And nobody wants to speak to that shit. But that's what it is. But we got two 80-year-old motherfuckers running together. It's like, who the fuck wants that?
The two things that would change everything is if we put in, God bless you, term limits.
Yeah.
The easy way to do that is if you tell all these old people now, you can stay until you die, but then there's term limits, they might vote that in. And then the other thing that I would love to
see. We got to get money out too.
We had RCV, rate candidate voting, and says, opposed to a polarizing, you're trying to be, right now every candidate tries to speak to their base and fuck the other side. And RCV of ranked candidate voting, the guy with the most votes become president, but the guy with the second most votes becomes vice president. So everybody tries to pitch to the middle and get the most votes, and that would unify our country more than right now where we're polarizing it.
But here's the thing, though. In America, the vice presidency's always been a place to go die politically. recently has that changed.
You know, this race...
Bush changed that with Teddy Roosevelt and on. usually that's why Teddy didn't want to be vice president, because it's like that's where they go to shut you up.
That for the first time we actually know the names of the VPs and like what they do, because two old people that might die before, nobody knows who was the vice president of anybody. Like if I tell you any president, like, do you know who was? Maybe you do. That would be embarrassing. Yeah. So I'm not gonna give examples. but do you know who was JFK's vice president?
JFK.
That's a good one. Yeah, I do. That old dude. Old white now.
That's my point. We didn't care.
We didn't care.
We know them because they might be actually the presidents, you know?
Right.
I know one thing about JFK's vice president. He should have picked one that looked more like him.
But I think that's a better option to have a young president and an old VP, you know?
It was Lyndon B. Johnson, by the way.
Yeah, it was Lyndon B. Johnson because he took over.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
You knew that right away, though, didn't you?
Got to put a little, you know, weight out there. The caesura, the dramatic pause.
But LBJ, if it wasn't for LBJ, he's the one who signed all the fucking civil rights bills into legislation. Because after JFK got shot, and then he was from Texas, and then he said he ain't want to run for a re-election. LBJ ain't want no part of that shit.
That's what Biden said. Biden said he wants to be a one-term transition president.
He changed his mind now. Now he said no. Now he's down for two.
When did he say that? That doesn't make any sense. He's 1,000 years old.
He said he was.
It don't matter. Nobody's going to vote for somebody running one term.
Yeah, that's why.
Because if you just say you just want to do one, that means you could just want to do none.
Yeah. He's saying it now that he wants to do it just to make it seem like he wants to be there.
No shit.
Yeah, sure.
That's disappointing because I found that so refreshing.
I don't think he means it. I think he's saying it to get people to vote for him because he thinks that that's a turnoff.
I thought it was a turn not off. On is too strong of a word, but I wasn't turned off by it. I thought it was charming. I was like, finally, someone who understands his place in history.
But I'm glad that people are finally getting to see the America that, if you're older, you know, like you're older than 30, or older than 35, you've probably seen.
I don't this believe.
You've seen these kind of riots and fucking shit and fires and fucking niggas shutting down the cities. We've seen this. I lived this as a teenager, as a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, fucking 5-year-old, five. So it's just refreshing to see, because I think these young kids who got, they even like, they want to say more like, that ain't our world, that's y'all world. Mm. We don't want that shit. Leave that shit back with y'all. And I see more and more young people saying that kind of thing. So I'm refreshed by that.
I grew up in Brooklyn, and I remember on Kings Highway and Conn Avenue, it happened every once in a while where people would just be running down the street screaming race war. And
yeah. Yeah, baby, race war.
Friends of the show.
Yeah. In my time, because I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to go, kids. I told you.
See, I think you guys got it all wrong here in the United States, because I'm from the Middle East. You know, we have the results of the election first, and then
Ralph's got to bounce.
No.
Bye, Ralph.
Like, we know who's the president.
Ralph, you want to do a plug? Do a pluggy plug before you bounce.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. The SDR show is now twice a week, and 23 shows on Gas Digital. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Nice to meet you. Great to see you, brother. Stay safe.
You good, guys.
That was lovely.
Shut up, Karen. So, Hato, let me get this straight. So, y'all get the results first and then vote.
Yeah, we know who's the president first, and then we go vote. You know, so it's more relaxing. You know, because you already know who's going to be the president. And our terms are 35 years each. And there is no VP. You see, it's so much simpler. You know, life is so good over there. It's just like,
what was up, Bill, with that big meeting at was it in Saudi? Oh, no, it wasn't Saudi. Well, there was a big meeting with Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
This week in Middle East. You know the meeting I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When Palestinians are pissed off. Now explain. Do you know about it? Explain to the listeners.
Is Jared Kushner trying to justify his you know, he made a plan for peace between Israel and Palestine, you know, and it's the Palestinian didn't like it. But he did something intelligent, actually, to give him credit. He's like, for the first time, he wants to start with the economic benefits first and then the political stuff, you know. Like,
that's,
like,
but that's the rich people going about benefit first. The rich people going to do their business and be like, this, hey, everybody's all right.
Exactly. So he kind of like Jewish, he wanted Jewish the whole, like Palestine and Israel under.
Did you say he wants to Jewish it?
Yeah, Jewish it. You know.
I can't let it go. What do you mean?
He want to make everybody, you know what I mean, you know. Like
I would love for you to tell me.
Well, this is what I like about that plan is he tells people like, listen, life could be good. You can have hospitals, you can have beautiful, you know, schools, all that, and then we'll talk after that about what you need to do to get that. But let's build schools. Let's do this. Let's do that. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, so this was the first time that an Israeli plane flew into where did they have this meeting? I forget the
Qatar.
Qatar?
Yeah.
And it was the first time that an Israeli plane landed in Qatar, and he came out, and that's why the Palestinians feel like they've been betrayed by these Oslo Muslims, this Muslim state, for even having the meeting with the Israelis. Come on, Hatem, show me your anger.
To be fair, the Palestinians are constantly betrayed. You know, they're not betrayed by Israel. They're betrayed by the other Muslim states nonstop.
This, what do you mean by betrayed, exactly?
Because this could have been, because look, I would say this, and this might be a little controversial. This is a bit, okay? I would say that Muslim countries have an obligation to other Muslims. And the fact that the Palestinians have a refugee problem and are not all from Israel, they're also from Jordan and surrounding areas, means that the billions of Arabs that surround them have a moral obligation to help them out, to repatriate them, to give them a place to live or whatever, and they've never, ever done it.
A place to live somewhere else?
Yes.
But a place to live somewhere else.
That's your plan.
No, they should have to move out. They should have to be there, Karen.
They could have been absorbed by another Arab country with a ton of money to help these people out at any
they get a ton of
in
money.
The last
they can be absorbed. They can also be absorbed and stay on their land and their property, though. They can still send them help and relief and weapons.
Absolutely.
Property.
And that's the point. Exactly. We don't want them to go somewhere else. That's their right. It's their country to stay there, you know? So, yeah, they give them a lot of money. However, the politicians are corrupt and they take that money and not give it to the people, you know? So, yeah, you gotta make a difference between, you gotta understand between Palestinian people and Palestinian politics, you know, or politicians, you know?
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, it's like somebody's living in Brooklyn and then Brooklyn getting taken over and somebody's saying, oh, don't worry, come down to Jacksonville. We'll take care of you. Come to Jacksonville. We got all the resources. Yeah. Jacksonville.
Would you be an idiot to not go to Jacksonville? What kind of a dumb
thing? I'll be an idiot to go to Jacksonville. I'm fighting for Brooklyn, baby. You hear me? BK,
Brooklyn.
Nigga.
But you can't have Brooklyn, so.
I got it already.
You're going to have to make a choice. I know what to tell you. Life's not fair.
Yeah. Oh, look at Karen. She's going to be ran up on.
I know what to tell you guys. Life's not a picnic. How do you think?
You wanted them to beat it and get absorbed into another town.
Ken, all you need is a nice Palestinian guy. Knock you out one time. And
you're
then
right. You're right.
I call Mustafa.
I've been missing for my life. I'd be like, what's Israel doing? What the fuck is this?
That's my question. What would happen to the land that they leave if they did get absorbed somewhere else? Could they like keep it and rent it out to like, I don't know, visitors and stuff? Or
it's called subletting, Sherrod. Get it to
that because you want the Airbnb or all that land to be taken like the rest?
It's called sublease.
You think it's going to be a big Airbnb thing going on?
It's hilarious.
Karen's Israeli, and she knows it.
She knows it from deep down. She's Israeli. She wants them to leave
That's
the country.
That's why she wants Trump. Israelis want Trump to win. They want Trump to win, and they know it. Yeah, all Israelis want Trump to win.
You'll always have Palestinians there, Karen. Listen to me. You're going to have Mamoun's shop in every corner. You understand?
Is Mamoun a Palestinian?
Yeah, no. I think that's Syrian, actually.
Syrian,
yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I knew that white BMW came from somewhere.
True that.
Oh, shit, you and your dumb nine. What's going on with these New York things behind you? Bugs me.
Oh, just to hide, because, you know, I just got the call now that it'll be in the show, and I have my whole thing planned for the attacking the Jews, so I have to hide it.
You look that like, with that Mets hat, you look like Keith Hernandez on SNNY.
Just trying to blend in, Sherrod. Just trying to blend in.
Hey, Keith, you ever think about getting back on that diamond? You bugged me with all your New York and America stuff. Stop trying to hide, Hatem. They know you.
I am more American than anybody ever.
That's true.
No one is more American than me. You understand?
I'm being Trump now.
You know, by the way, speaking of the Trump, you know, he got many strokes and he said he didn't get it. The mini strokes thing, you heard about that?
No. But he had a couple strokey strokes?
Yeah, but he denies it. He said it didn't happen.
Because he's the healthiest man. He said his doctor said he was in the best condition.
Yeah.
Just superb condition, just the best.
But you see, here's my point, though. It's like, I believe him. I don't think he got many strokes, because if he got strokes, they're going to be huge and great. but not many. He's anything. He hates the word mini. He's like, no, huge.
Whenever I hear mini strokes, I think of Gary Coleman from Different Strokes, because he was mini.
Oh,
we go. Still got it, man.
Where are you, Sherrod?
I'm off the grid, baby. You know me. Off the grid.
I see all these pictures like you're like in that exotic island or something. Where the hell are you?
You better believe it, goddammit. Listen, I have very rich friends who like me to be comfortable, Hatem. They don't want me out here, you know. They know I missed the stage. They know I'm going through a lot. So they want me on a private island. So what? Should I say no?
Just I hope 5 years from now we don't see a documentary about that private island.
Yeah, landing in
that island.
They did tell me to pick up some jump ropes. That was weird. Bring back crayons and jump rope. What? Wait, what?
Cray.
Now I'm off script. I'm just, you know, just trying to, I'm just, listen, I hate not being able to perform. It's like, I took these first seven months of standing up, man. But these next couple months, man, this is when it's hurting. It's hurting. Yeah. It's hurting. It's hurting.
Especially like somebody like you, like I know you for over 20 years now, and I don't think I ever seen you taking one night off, and you'll do like five shows a night, you know. Yeah. It's just like that's all your life, you know. That's what you do and you enjoy. So go from there to nothing. It's crazy.
I ain't been off stage this long in 20 years.
Yeah.
Ever since I started. I never. And I'm saying most. Anybody who does comedy, most of us ain't been off this long now.
Unless
you work on a movie or something, or you Eddie Murphy. Most motherfuckers ain't been off stage this long. If you're a working comic, this is way too... 7 months? No, nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that. Yeah. Without doing one show, nobody's doing that. So this is like...
Are you optimistic? What do you think is going to happen?
I was optimistic. Now I'm just mystic. I mean, I'm hoping January now. And that's realistic. That's a long time from now.
Yeah.
But maybe sooner, once the restaurants to New York open, then maybe that in that category, you get the clubs open. But you can't go inside.
There are some clubs open in Long Island and Jersey. And you know.
I said New York, not where savages live.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Hamptons and Sac Harbor. Anyway, if you
friends of the show.
Sorry guys, no, not here. I'll be inward.
I'll have the first show in the city. You know that, right?
I'm counting on it, buddy. The first indoor show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, okay, great. I'm sure the club, like even you know, audience is gonna be still apprehensive about going into small comedy clubs still. So you might get some of that. You might get some loyal fans be like this, they ready to come. And then it's going to be like, you know, when you perform and it's a Jewish holiday.
Yeah.
That's how the crowd's going to be.
No, but this is how, you know, my show is going to be different. Because I think the first show is coming back. I'm going to do them on rooftops because I think it's more comfortable.
People doing rooftops now. People doing rooftops now.
Not in New York City.
Yes.
But here's what you forget. Yeah, they did a rooftop show in New York. You forget this. It's a 6-floor walk up, so you gotta walk that shit, you and your crap, or you gotta do, because the elevators you gotta get on one at a time.
Oh no, you and me are taking the elevator. The people are gonna.
So you can only get one at a time, so you're gonna get, if you get 50 people in the audience, it's gonna take 3 hours to seat everybody.
Well, the thing is, like, people will be there already, you know?
The audience will be there.
Yeah.
You have a helicopter to bring people in, awesome.
What about
we'll do landing. You know? We'll land you like Michael Jackson.
Land me right on top. Yeah, somebody I knew did they had a rooftop show somewhere in like East Side, Lower East Side. I was like, good luck with it. And then they told me that they all have to walk up 6 flights to get to the roof, so everybody's winded. And when you get up there, it's 4 people to watch the show.
Yeah, but they're doing shows outdoors. Like, why isn't the Cellar doing outdoor shows?
It's illegal to produce ticketed outdoor shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Stand Up New York, they're doing free shows in a park and stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I've been doing.
Ticket, you can't do it with tickets.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, of course, you gotta get a.
Wow, that's fucked.
Yeah,
but usually the Cafe Wa, they got the upstairs thing right there, that theater part where they got the performers. They got like a Brian Stevens and the guys singing like 6 p.m. Yeah. at night right there. So they singing out to.
Yeah, I don't get why no comedy, like music. Yes, I don't get it.
Because comedy don't work like that. Comedy ain't built for that shit. Comedy is timing, and you can't have a horn going off and bird shit. And it's like that ain't comedy. That ain't stand up. Yeah. Stand up is a well timed, fucking capsulized fucking situation. You gotta capsulize it. You can't have all these LP, because the motherfucker on stage gotta be in charge of all that.
Yeah.
So it's too much of a, and then somebody yelling something to throw you off, and the sound outside got to be impeccable, and that's usually not the case.
You know what? Let's be honest, though. It's not going to be January. It's going to be like spring, summer next year. You have to get everyone vaccinated. You have to get everyone untraumatized from this. Like, people don't want to be, and I don't want to sit next to anyone indoors. Like, fuck that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Except if they're hot.
But it'll be tourists.
It's a hot Palestinian 100%. I'm so excited.
Once they let tourists and shit back in, but what Broadway's going to lead the way as far as performing live in New York, like they always do. If Broadway ain't open, you ain't open. That's how it works. Once they start back, I'm thinking that we'll start back. And I'm thinking like the holiday season, they're going to probably try to give out. I don't know.
But don't forget that it's a huge liability. Like, people don't even have enough insurance to cover what happens if there's an outbreak because they open too soon. And
actually, there's a lawyer for events, and he said people can sue you, but they're not gonna win because you can't prove that you get in. Yeah.
Yeah.
You cannot prove that you got the virus within a certain place. You know
why?
South Korea can prove it. They track. They've been tracking since day one. South Korea, you get sued, baby.
It's true.
Yeah, and when
you
say it shows in Broadway, you mean like that? Like when I have a show starting show out in Broadway, is that the one you're talking
about? Right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. I'm playing Fiddler. I'm playing Fiddler on the Roof this coming October. So everybody check that out. A Black City, baby. it's been a great episode. Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah,
amazing.
Another great episode, guys.
Race was
awesome. I party on this show. It just gets sausagier and sausagier.
we got some more broads coming on, some broads coming through. Hatem, you want to do some pluggy plugs?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Hatem NYC. That's hate and then M NYC. And my podcast, Live from America podcast, with my Jewish friend Noam Dorman at the Comedy Cellar.
Yes,
Ashwad, you gotta come back, man.
Yeah, I'm coming back. Come back on. Noam is going crazy too. I talked to that son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
He's losing his mind too. Everybody's losing their minds, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not opening the. I mean, when you go from having like three comedy clubs that busy 17 shows a week, you know, it just to nothing. It's crazy.
Zero. It's not easy, man. We gotta, God willing, man, we all gonna hang on and get to the other side of this shit.
Yeah, but not the other side.
the other side.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the other side. Side. No. Karen, want to do a pluggy plug?
Sure. It's Karen Margolis on everything. KerenMargolis. Two Black Guys with Good Credit podcast, Nerdgasm on Compound Media. And that's it. I'll see you next week.
Yay. What an episode. Make sure you check out Small Ball, available on Apple Music and Spotify, a comedy sports show. Got a lot of great episodes on there, man. Check it out. Small Ball. Playoff times. It's so good in sports right now. Oh my God. That bubble is turning into the best thing in the world. I'm glad they took all those millionaire blacks and made them live in one bubble. What's going to happen? Who knows? America's voting. All right, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.